You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Now we speak about the Israeli Apartheid Week that is to commence, and we get international perspective on this regard. Human rights advocate based in the Netherlands and former anti-apartheid activist at the Holland Committee on Southern Africa, Adri Nieuwhof, who joins us this morning. Adri, good morning to you and welcome to the program.
Good morning to you too, and thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Israeli Apartheid Week has commenced in South Africa. Why are we still talking about apartheid in the modern era?
Well, because Israeli apartheid hasn't been brought down yet. So we continue to organize events, and Israeli Apartheid Week is an international event. It's organized for the 13th time. And it's aimed to raise awareness about the situation for the Palestinians in Israel and the occupied territory. And it's also aiming at building support for BDS. And this year it takes place in Africa, in Europe, North and Latin America, the Arab world, Palestine and the Palestinian refugee camps, Asia, Australia, New Zealand. So it's really growing every year.
Yes, that is really heartwarming in the sense that there's a global support that is increasing. Israeli Apartheid Week continues to grow, as you indicate, locally as well as internationally. What are the worldwide figures with regards to this annual event?
Worldwide, there are about 250 cities involved. So groups organize lectures, film screenings, cultural performances, BDS actions. Sometimes the wall has been set up on campus. So it's really taking off. And I think it will be a real threat to Israel. And for example, in South Africa, it's endorsed by 85 organizations. So I think it's safe to say that Israeli Apartheid Week in South Africa is in the lead. And organizations include trade unions, political parties. And there's a program in all over the country. There are activities, and by visiting the website iawsouthafrica.com, one has an overview. So if people want to join, there are many, many options in South Africa.
Yes, while you continue to outline, you know, how it has grown, on the other end, we see that in recent times, the Jewish lobby groups in the various countries have tried to counter the Israeli Apartheid Week with their own version. Why is it that just doesn't seem to grow or catch on the trend that is in this regard?
Yeah, well, exactly what you say. There has been a strategy defined on how to attack the BDS movement, and there are millions spent by the government of Israel to counter this movement, but until now it has failed. And early this year there was a report by an Israeli think tank, the Reut Institute, together with the Anti-Defamation League in the U.S., and they concluded that our lobby against BDS has failed. But what is worrying, their conclusion is that they have to defend the call to fight BDS in more covert and public ways against the BDS, what they say, instigators. And they want to really increase their efforts now on people who they view are in the lead of the BDS movement. So I think it was already with smear tactics and with throwing money in alternative events that we are now moving to another level where people personally will be attacked.
Talking about personal attacks, Professor Farid Ishaq and other academics are coming under attack in Europe. Why are they under attack and by whom?
Well, they are under attack by pro-Israel forces, sometimes politicians, sometimes lobby groups, and even last time with Professor Farid Ishaq, the Israeli embassy in Germany joined the attacks by accusing him of being an anti-Semite and more horrible accusations that are really not acceptable. So it's from various directions that the attacks are executed, and they're mainly smears against people who criticize the government of Israel for not respecting the rights of the Palestinian people, which is a legitimate thing to do. But the trick is that they want that the pro-Israel groups accuse critics of Israel being anti-Semites, but criticizing a government is really not being an anti-Semite, and anti-Semitism is against a Jew, attacking a Jew for being a Jew, and that is not the case. The BDS movement is a non-violent movement. It's rooted in international law, and we have to be, as BDS activists, very careful to work within that frame, because it's not about being against Jews, just like when we fought apartheid in South Africa. We didn't fight whites, we fought supremacy of the whites in South Africa. So it's really a tactic to silence people and to try to stop BDS activism.
In his article, his headline reads, "What about actually doing something to support Palestine? What can people do other than send prayers and maybe money?"
Okay, well, I think it's important to join BDS activism. So if you buy, you do your shopping in the store, check the label, see if products are from Israel. Or if you hold investments, you are a company and you have, or a pension fund, you have invested your money, check that you don't invest in companies which facilitate Israel's occupation of Palestine. So I think there's a lot of power that people have, like we had, we used fighting apartheid in South Africa. We can use the same tools now when we fight apartheid in Israel.
Any closing words as we open up our Israeli apartheid in South Africa?
Well, I wish the people in South Africa a lot of success, and I'm very happy to see that it's also in South Africa BDS activism is inclusive, so that people from all types of backgrounds, religions, have joined in celebrating Israeli Apartheid Week. And I think we set a good example to Israel that we can work together as people, no matter where we come from and whom we are.
Adri, thank you very much for your time this morning on Radio Islam.
Okay, thank you, and have a good day.
You also have a lovely day. Bye.